I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The play Good People by Pulitzer Prize winner David Lindsay Abaire is currently one of the most produced pieces of theater in America, and it's running now at Theater Works in Hartford. It's described as a tough and tender play about class and culture, and centers on a middle-aged single mother with a disabled kid who has spent all of her life in South Boston, or Southie, and a man who grew up in the same neighborhood but got out. Producing artistic director Rob Ruggiero directed TheaterWorks production. I spoke recently with him and asked what he thinks the play is really about.
Good People, it's an interesting title, right? Besides the plot, it's a great plot, kind of an example of survival and struggle between classes. You know, Maggie, as we say with the Boston dialect, because, you know, I'm from, actually, the Boston area, is really struggling to just survive. And she reaches back in her past, and all these, of course, interesting, funny, moving, powerful things kind of come out. Good people is a term that they use in Southie, like, you know, he's good people. I think that David Lindsay Abaire, the playwright, writes like people speak, and how these two worlds speak is even, you know, real specific.
Talk with me a little bit about the two worlds.
Well, you have the world of Southie. He grew up there. He grew up in South Boston. And this is a world where people live, work in the dollar store and do the check cashing places and struggling to meet next month's rent. And, you know, it's a rough, relatively poor community. And the essence is one of these people, Mikey Dillon, has gotten out of this community. He's now a very fancy, very rich doctor who lives in Chestnut Hill with his educated, affluent wife. Primarily, the first act is the world of Southie. But in the second act, Margie goes to the other world. She goes to Chestnut Hill. And to see her live and interact with, you know, in Mikey's world now is quite interesting. And I think that, you know, the play on has so many interesting levels. It deals with class. You know, it deals with luck. Are some people luckier than others? Are we responsible for our choices? When emotions heat up, he says, well, you made your choices. And that's another thing when you leave, you think about, wow, if I had done this, where would I be now? Or if I had not done that, would I be here?
And don't we all in some ways struggle to some extent with that tension between the world of our youth, whatever it was, and the people we become and have created for ourselves by those choices?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most interesting parts, like right near the end, is, you know, Margie's talking to Mike and she says, don't you think you were lucky? Don't you think, you know, had this not happened, I won't say what it is, had this not happened, you could not be here right now. Don't you think you're lucky? And he says, no, he doesn't think so. And then she says, I love this. She says, then all of this is wasted on you.
What is your role as director when you approach a play like this?
I think my role, first off, is to cast great actors. But
talk briefly about that casting process.
I have a reputation for, both at TheaterWorks, at Goodspeed, where I work a lot, all over the country, really, of being particular in my casting, because I think I am hopefully smart enough to know that you get the right talent and the right combination of that talent in the room, it's going to make my job easier. And I think, you know, people think directors tell actors what to do, and that is the least interesting part to me. I have very little interest in telling people where to go and what to do and where to stand. And I would much rather collaborate with great artists, designers, actors, and together, you know, create something. And so I think a great director is like a great conductor of an orchestra. You put together all these great, different, very talented people. And someone has to have a vision. Someone has to captain the ship. But the choices you make are interactive. I think what I try to do as a director, whether it be a play or a musical, is to work with the actors to create a really concrete structure in which they can live this story out every night with always a little bit of latitude. So it's to me, theater is an alive piece of art.
Getting back to good people, what do you hope audiences will take away from this show?
I hope audiences will take away with them an understanding of life struggle and choice and luck, and really reflect on what is a good person.
Robert Gero, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Producing Artistic Director Rob Ruggiero directed TheaterWorks' production of The Good People, running now through June 28th. Diane Orson, WNPR News.